Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Pro Wrestling Interviews. This is your co-host, Todd, trying to fill in some of the air because I can't tell if I got dropped from the call or not.
Hey, John, are you there?
All right. Looks like we may have lost Dr. John. Looks like we one of those nights with connection issues. Apologize for the inconvenience. I know we have Steve, the professor of wrestling, on the line right now. And
yeah.
Granny, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so we have at least us. So, Dr. John, are you on? I know he's trying to get our guest tonight back on the line. And seems like we've lost his connection at this moment. And so we'll go ahead and try to move on forward a little bit here. We do have our guest for the night was actually on the line and in the queue earlier while we were sitting in the green room. And things have gone a bit wonky here, kind of the way 2022 has started. So let's do a quick check with everybody here. Granny, how you doing, lady?
I'm good. I'm sitting here, glad to be on the show with you all tonight. It's been a while since I've called into this show, and I'm actually sitting here multitasking and watching the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Pittsburgh Steelers while I'm doing the show tonight. So go Chiefs.
Awesome. A lot of sports going on. I should mention that our primary host, the Amazing Velvet, has a lot of things going on tonight. So we promised to make an effort to fill in for him and for a guy of his stature.
Velvet.
For a guy of his stature and shoe size, I still don't think we can all fill in his shoes. So, Velvet, you and your family, big hugs, prayers, brother. All right, Professor Steve, how you doing?
Oh, doing good. Just recently went to a BJJ tournament and watched some of the Virginia teams play, so at least I had something to – I've been looking forward to it for weeks just to kind of compare it to last year. I went to one in August of last year and then went to this Richmond one in this weekend, this Saturday. So, and then 22nd of this month, there's a show in Richmond for United Elite Wrestling. So a lot to look forward to. Yeah.
That's nice. So, you brought that up. Yeah, you were talking about running the comparison from last year, August, to this year. What did you think?
Yeah, it was the same group that put it on. It was Fuji. And last year, it was a different venue, and it just seemed like the mat setup was better, like, last year. And then there was more of my school there than there was this past Saturday. And it was like,
Did we lose Steve?
That's what it's looking like. Boy, I am not sure at this moment. I'm going to try to set up some instant messaging here, see if we can get some communications going. And so I apologize if anybody's actually hearing the keyboard. Truth, I don't even know if we're broadcasting at the moment. So, just trying to find out what's going on here. Now, Granny, have you been out to any wrestling events in the last, you know, recently? I know you've posted some.
We're going to be going to one January 22nd in Oklahoma for Wrestling for a Cause, the Fight for Isabella. And that's actually the day before my son Anthony's 35th birthday. He'll be 35 on the 23rd of this month. And so we're going to be going to that on the 22nd. And then I've got another show coming up for Crown Championship Wrestling in Siloam Springs, Arkansas, on the 29th of January. So looking forward to that. So...
Alrighty, let's see. All right. Okay, it looks like I'm glad you got some events to look forward to. All right, Steve, are you back on? I see I got the IM saying you're back, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know what happened earlier. It must have been a technical difficulty, but, yeah, I was talking about past Saturday and last August. Yeah, it was, it felt good that I was able to know more people at the event this past Saturday, because just enough time to know some of the coaches or people that were supporting was pretty cool from other schools.
Alrighty then. I apologize to you. I'm trying to read the messages at the same time, and I already mentioned to the listeners.
Oh,
I apologize that with all the insanity, and they're going to hear some keyboard clicking and stuff like that. Vinny, I got a note from Dr. John saying that you're talking, but you can't be seen. Are you there, sir?
Not
sounding like
sure
that.
Able to come through. Yeah.
All righty then. All right, so try to regroup a little bit, because you got dropped mid-sentence earlier and were able to call back in. And Granny, we kind of ran over her thing. So one more time for the date for this Wrestling for the Cause, Granny, so we can go ahead and close that
January,
loop.
January 22nd over in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. It's actually in Turley, Oklahoma, but it's near Tulsa. And then January 29th is Crown Championship Wrestling in Siloam Springs, Arkansas. So if you're in the Arkansas, Oklahoma area, I do know for Wrestling for a Cause, the only seats they have left are general admission. Front row VIP and VIP tables are all sold out. So tickets are like $15 for general admission. And anybody that is not familiar with Wrestling for a Cause, this is their 10th year of running, and they do independent wrestling shows for kids that are fighting childhood cancer. So they've raised a lot and lots of money to help these wonderful kids and their families in the past 10 years.
That's awesome. It's for a good cause, so that's why I wanted to make sure we came back to that, talked about it a little bit more. I know you've talked about it the last couple of years. I've got to know you, and they seem to be doing some good work on that. All right. Now I want to try to go back to where we started our earlier conversation with Steve, and again, I apologize, kind of making this up on the fly now and trying to keep up with the messaging. And,
well, you're good.
Yeah, not doing a good job filling in for poor Velvet tonight. So, again, to the listeners, I do apologize. There was an event coming up here real soon that you were looking at attending?
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't predict when technical difficulties happen. But, the 22nd, there's a show in Richmond called United Elite Wrestling, and they're going to have Connor from the Ascension, I believe, an 8-man tag, and I'm definitely looking forward to the event. It's a different venue than the usual, and a big fan of the Ascension, so Connor being there is a pretty cool name advertised, and looking forward to the to that event, and there's probably a lot more names that they've been adding to their roster, and their page. So I'm looking forward to future events for them. And just recently was asked to help out over there. So definitely glad to have local wrestling over there, you know, in my area, you know, back again after a long period before the pandemic. There was hardly any Richmond wrestling. It'd be like groups from other, you know, other promotions coming in, but it's nice to have a home base again.
Oh, very much. Very much. The now, do you got any history on that that promotion or anything that we should know about it, Steve?
Yeah, I think they started sometime before the pandemic. They had, a couple shows, and then they were doing some taped ones during the pandemic, during the lockdown period. And then last year, when things are opening up, we had some shows in the Henrico, Richmond area, and it's been a lot of fun to come out and help and support and kind of observe. I know Fandango, there was a Tennessee promotion that came out and were cooperating with our group, UEW, and they were impressed. The Tennessee guy, the promoter, was impressed by the ring crew that I was helping and how we were able to tear down so fast. So that felt like an accomplishment or a nice pat on the back.
Well, that is. It's a unseen fundamental of these events, and especially when you're talking these independent minor league promotions, they're out there doing it, and it's there is so much to be said about the ring, starting with it's got to be safe for the wrestlers, and to be able to do that, and the fact that we've got multiple promotions working together and one's giving is appreciating how it's being done, I think that's huge.
Yeah, I think you're going to probably see it a lot on the independent scene and the major leagues, too, because if you want to talk current news, it seems like WWE is working with Impact, and behind the scenes, they're working with AEW to get people to do documentaries and stuff. And I think with things opening up, it's there's, I think, a lot to look forward to this year.
Oh, good deal. Good deal. Now, you got me a little bit interested when you were talking about the different promotions from different regions working together. Now, were they mixing any of the storylines, or were they kind of keeping their own storylines with their wrestlers for the events?
Well, I mean, just last year we had AEW and Impact were working together, and people were mixed about that relationship. But now WWE is using Mickie James for the Royal Rumble this year, and that was a big buzz story. And then just recently, I try to focus on Japanese wrestling. Pro Wrestling Noah was working with New Japan, and they've worked together before, but it had been so long since they last worked with each other. And this was for an event in Yokohama on the 8th. And a lot of tag team matches against each other. And it was a benefit show, too, for the Red Cross over there. So it's pretty cool to see these top-tier promotions internationally doing a show for a charity event.
Right. And, you know, the I think sometimes it escapes people that the Red Cross is an international organization. And they, you know, when the tsunami hit Japan, they were a major player and stuff like that. So it's really good to see them giving back. It's that looks like that's a bit of the theme tonight, where some of this is going on. we were talking about Wrestling for a Cause, and of course here you brought up an event where they're doing a benefit show to for the Red Cross, and that's always good to see. I'm going to really rely on picking your brain tonight, Steve, if that's all right with you. I want to talk about the cross franchise promotions working together. I'm kind of interested about down there with the independent, what you were seeing there with the independent minor league team groups working together. How are they getting, did they have anything from, you know, the Richmond promotion? Did they have any of their wrestlers working with, against, however we want to call it, against the Tennessee guys?
Yeah, there was a group called Next Generation Wrestling, and they were bringing in some really big names from TV, at least, Impact guys, people from, they used to wrestle in WWE, so it was pretty cool to see some of those stars from wrestling, like Moose and Rich Swann and others, Matt Cross from Lucha Underground and Pro Wrestling Society X. So it was a good variety of, it was a good card, good mix of wrestlers from TV and non-TV.
Oh, very nice. Now, did they keep the big names with one another, or were they able to mix with some of the other guys, Steve? Some of the everyday Joes, if you will.
Yeah, there was, it depends. They had Moose versus Rich Swann as the main event, and they had a lot of their promotion, but they had some UEW people fill in. They had some unsigned talents that if you follow wrestling, you probably know who they are. They had like Jake Manning and tag, six-man tag, I believe, and they had some UEW talent, Alpha Inc., in there against Manning and his tag team that he was partnering up with. And there was, Jake Manning and Jason Kincaid were like the two people I was looking forward to the most. And Kincaid was on ROH TV many years ago when he had the dreads. And he's got a unique look. And shaved his head and kind of put an Alex Gray art tattoo on his head. So very unique, very fun to watch, very fast-paced and innovative. And super kind personality, but yeah, it was a super fun show, and getting to hang out with some of the stars and also some of the unsigned talent that are really underrated was pretty fun.
Oh, that's,
you know,
pretty,
Steve,
awesome.
You mentioned, you know, you mentioned Jason Kincaid, Steve. I actually know Jason quite well. I mean, he used to wrestle for company called Traditional Championship Wrestling that ran here in Arkansas, and, you know, when he had the long dreadlocks and everything, I'm very familiar with Jason and his talent. And, you know, TCW, they did their last show in Fort Smith, Arkansas in 2013, and it was really sad, you know, when they quit running their shows, but they still show the old TV tapings down in the Little Rock area on TV. And to this day, I still have people come up and ask me, hey, aren't you Granny? Aren't you that lady from TCW? Because when we would go to TCW, we would always get on the front row, and they always had me right in the center seat facing the cameras because of the way I always enjoy interacting with the wrestlers, whether they were heel or babyface. And I loved TCW. I met a lot of amazing stars over the years when TCW ran in Arkansas, and the list is just too long to name, but those were fun times. Those were great times.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's
go ahead.
I want to run with this. See, I don't know how much and I know a lot of the listeners will be well aware of this, but I feel like it should always make sure we plug our independent minor league promotions, because there is, you can go there. I still think that's one of the best bang for the buck family entertainment events. Just they really are. And they don't all operate the same. There's different levels of interaction, if you will. Some of them make sure there's an intermission where everybody's available and stuff like that. You know, autograph opportunities, photo opportunities, stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes you get to meet the people on a different level. But it sounds like, Steve, you're between you and Granny, you're both kind of embedded at a different level. So Steve and Granny, you guys can have some of the inside out, outside in perspectives. You're a little bit of on both sides of the fandom, if you will. Steve, you're in there involved in doing the rings. Granny, you've got different levels of interaction. I know you've been in there when folks are working up some of the matches and stuff like that. Anything you guys can tell us without giving away too much trade secret-wise? Let whichever one you want to lead.
Go ahead, Steve.
Granny, did you have some? Okay. No, just I know when I interviewed the promoter, Chris Keith, I had to we had to tiptoe a bit because I started the interview with, I asked him about Damian Wayne, who's this really great Virginia wrestler, and he was originally a champion over there, and then couldn't make dates for UEW to.
Steve, did we lose you again?
Did we lose him again?
You might know him.
I know Damian Wayne. Who I think it is, I know Damian Wayne if it's who I think it is.
He's like old school, shaved head, beard, kind of got that Terry Funk.
Oh, yeah. The unpredictable one.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, did I hear another voice?
Yeah, that would be Sinister.
Sinister,
oh,
how
Sinister.
You doing?
Oh, my, Sinister.
Hey, how's everybody?
Oh, we're doing good, and we're kind of just trying to fill in for Velvet as best we can, good sir. Man, good to have you on board. You are more than welcome to jump in as we go, because we've been running through some great issues here tonight. Haven't heard Vinny be able to join back. Looks like Dr. John got permanently dropped, even though he's running the board. It's good to have you. What do you got going on right now to kind of get us caught up and do some things, Sinister?
Yeah. I did hear something about the organizations working together to promotions.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
I think that's a great thing, too, because there's been what surprises me is all these releases that's going back-to-back. It's scary. Because even Tony Khan, he's starting to release some people because he can't pay them all. Well, he can pay them all, but they're just not, not enough TV time. So I think Mulch is working together. Give everybody a chance is good.
Yeah, it's an interesting time right now because he's signing all these big names, and there's probably a lot more free agents that he wants, and he's got to trim the fat. And I know Velvet's been saying it a lot, and I think it's going to happen soon this year. I know Hikaru Shida, I think, is probably done, and she's probably returning to Japan and probably I guess working Stardom, since Stardom has that relationship with New Japan. They were on Wrestle Kingdom this year. But I just wanted to follow up on the releases. Yeah, it's something, it's very interesting. It kind of burned me out on WWE, to be honest, with Karrion Kross, Bray Wyatt, Aleister Black being released last year. So it is affected probably many people and many fans.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Wow. Go ahead, Sinister.
Oh, I mean, you know, that was, you know, one of my, you know, main concerns, because, it's just, you know, it's puzzling, because I know a few people, you know, they weren't big-time superstars that went and tried out for WWE and ended up working for NXT and working for AEW. And next thing I know, I'm looking online or I'm hearing that they've just been released. And I'm like, wow, you know, you want to go to the big leagues, but it makes you afraid because you don't know how long you're going to be there. You don't know if you're going to be there a month or a year or a week or so. Or, you know, it's scary because I forgot the name of this group. It was two guys, I think three guys and a female. They was in the WWE. They were signed to a hip-hop group. And
yeah,
they didn't even have, yeah, them. Didn't even have one match, and it was fired.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, what? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm confused by it too. And then just recently with NXT, they released all the NXT Black and Gold crew. They had William Regal released. That was the most puzzling to me. Why would you want to release someone with that much knowledge and experience? I thought he would have been a lifer like Jerry Briscoe.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
All right. The we may have somebody else on the line. Tim, are you on the line?
I don't know if Tim's there or not.
Yeah.
I know he said he heard Sinister talking, but he didn't hear you or I talking. So I don't know.
So yeah. Great technical night here.
Yes. Gotta love modern technology. We apologize, fans, for the technical difficulties going on. We're not sure what's going on, really.
Yep, and trying to keep up with some of the yeah, this is, man, and it's not even April Fool's, just saying. Well, man, well, all right, the, all right, I want to follow up on one of the things. Sinister, I know you had some events that you were training for. Where are you at on that side of things, sir?
Well, we're still in training because, you know, I had to take another belt promotion. So, you know, that was 2 weeks ago. Well, actually, yeah. Matter of fact, that was last Saturday. So I passed my promotion, but right now, no tournaments or any fights coming up yet. So I'm just waiting around, hanging in the balances, trying to see, you know, what's going to come up sooner or later.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I know you had the whole belt thing going on and then trying to do the events. The man, that's got to be eating up your time.
Yeah, I mean, it has its moments, but it's, you know, I do make time for myself because, you know, I'm back and forth between that and wrestling and back to that. So I try to balance out both as much as I can. And, you know, I'm just, you know, itching just to get, you know, get back in, you know, in the pro wrestling ring and get things rolling again because, you know, down here in Augusta, it's not too much going on or anything.
Wow. The Okay, so Steve said they got more stuff going on up there, but down there with you, not so much. Now, I do know that in the on the East Coast there, let's call it the greater Wilmington area, I know they've had quite a few events that they've been happening. It sounds like it's some things going on between there and New Bern, a couple different promotions. So they've got some stuff going on there. So what are you guys seeing as challenges for the independent promotions trying to get places that will let them hold events with all the COVID restrictions? And are they throwing different restrictions on you guys that you're seeing, either as somebody attending or anything else?
For me, it hasn't been a factor lately. It was during the lockdown period. They had to do a couple of tape shows, but for YouTube. But last year it was pretty okay. Like, there wasn't any mandate for mask or ID. You're free to wear a mask if you want. So it was overall pretty fun last year and not too restrictive, I would say, once the state opened up.
All right. Now, let me ask, where you mentioned the stuff about the masks, Steve. Are they saying, are they talking about vaccinated versus unvaccinated or anything like that, or are they kind of trusting people?
I know
on the vaccination front,
it's kind of opened up. Like, I think retail you might have to wear a mask, but like customers are not required. But if you feel more comfortable with one on, it's totally fine. Just depends on what business and what rules they have, really. It's been pretty okay lately. Just gotta use common sense and common hygiene, I would think.
You think? Yeah, that's a big part of it. Yeah, because I'm seeing here, like, some of the stores, grocery store hit the other day. I noticed their signage tweaked a little bit. It's and they're not there's no gate masters, if you will. They changed the signage to if you're vaccinated, masks not required. They're saying if you're unvaccinated, they're asking you to wear the mask. Granny, what are you seeing on that front? As far as events and then general info, if you will.
Well, kind of the same way, stores are asking, if you're not vaccinated, please wear a mask for everybody's safety. But Arkansas, the numbers are getting so high again with this Omicron variant going on too, So the governor, he's not wanting to push the mask mandate, but I pretty much, just because of my health issues, I'm a borderline diabetic and everything. Like, when I go to Walmart or whatever, I pretty much wear a mask because I don't want to take the chance, So, I'm fully vaccinated. I got to get my booster shot here, but I just don't want to take the chance, So
you don't
want to
get
a mask.
The flu or the cold either, too.
Yeah. I don't want to, and I've had my flu shot, but, I just don't want to get sick. So, I just take the necessary precautions, But I don't know.
Sorry, Todd, Todd hit on something relevant because a lot of the wrestling right now is being affected by COVID. I was telling John about this a while back. WWE, their main event got affected by it. Roman Reigns had to be pulled from their pay-per-view special.
Yeah. Well, one of our independent shows over here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, United Wrestling Entertainment, they were supposed to have a show what is today? Today's the 16th. Okay. They were supposed to have a show this past Saturday, like a week ago Saturday, and they actually canceled their show because a couple of the independent wrestlers had tested positive for COVID. And the promoter, you know, his wife is expecting their baby in February, so he just, they postponed the show. You know, they said, hang on to your tickets. The tickets will be good for any upcoming, you know, show or any upcoming event. But, I mean, they actually canceled because a couple of their wrestlers had tested positive for COVID.